At first, you're more or less conscious of the orchestra. Then the music begins to suggest other things to your imagination. They might be, just masses of color. Or they may be cloud forms, or great landscapes, or vague shadows, or geometrical objects floating in space.
I want to speak particularly to our largest generation now, our millennials.
What are you guys talking about?
They are the core group that will stop this virus.
Oh, I can't wait to show you this dress.
They're the group that communicates successfully, independent of picking up a phone. They intuitively know how to contact each other without being in large social gatherings. We're asking all of them to hold their gatherings to under 10 people. Not just in bars and restaurants, but in homes. We really want people to be separated at this time.
You've got mail. On the boogie.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. And the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, chairman and founder of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's the Sandman.
Whoa, what a week, huh? Worst week since 2008, and the volatility was intense. And I am lucky to be here today. We are broadcasting out of our studio in our basement in our own building. You know why I do all of that now. So important to be protected. So here we are. Anyways, it was quite a week. I know you all had quite an experience because we heard about it. And I heard about it, and I was here to talk to you, and so were all of our advisors. And, you know, thank you for doing your part. Thank you for hanging in there. And just to say thank you to everybody who's out there taking care of us. Imagine the store clerks, the people at the register, the trash man who's running around right now. I mean, all of you, the people at the hospitals, the doctors who are running out of supplies. I mean, this is quite a time. And you're locked down in your house, hopefully. You're not out running around. This morning when I was driving around to come to work here, it was very quiet. And that was a great thing to finally see because I just can't believe all the folks who are still out there running around. So, you know, this is on all of us. We have to help each other. Stay indoors. Do what they say. Wash your hands. Stay healthy. Mentally healthy as well. All right? Let's do it. So today's show is going to be about this past week and what are some things you can be doing right now to save your sanity when it comes to your money. And if you're retired, or you're thinking about retiring, or you just retired, what are some things you can do right now so you don't ruin it? I've got an amazing story to share with you about Ralph today that really gets into what's happening right now. And it's going to show you how he made some big mistakes and it really hurt him. And you're going to learn from them. So we have a lot of good content to go over today. I'm going to explain to you what's going on in this market, what you need to watch out for. And I know you've got a big question in your mind right now, which is, am I going to be okay? And from a financial standpoint, I can help you with that. And the answer is going to be yes, if you listen to us. But on the other side, you got to do what they say. You know, we just got to take care of each other. And we got to do what they're telling us to do. And that's about all you can do. It's not that people want to make bad decisions with their money in retirement. It's just that they don't know what to do. Or if the advice they're getting right now is just the right one for them. So I know what you're asking. You're asking, am I going to be okay? And if that sounds like you, well, you're going to want to stay glued to your speaker as I help you answer the question, am I going to be okay? So, let's talk about your emotions, shall we? Because right now, after a week like last week, just think about this. Down 12%, up 6, down 5, up a half, down 4.3. That alone just sounds like a mental exercise, doesn't it? Like a roller coaster. And whoever said that the stock market's like a roller coaster, well, they're right. And what happens when you're in the roller coaster and you don't put your seatbelt on? You fly out of the chair, right? So it's dangerous. And that's why you've got to wear the seatbelt. And also you have to wear the seatbelt when it comes to your emotions. Because what happens when volatility increases to these types of levels is it becomes very unsettling for just about everybody who's invested. And when you add to that, that your income relies partially on the performance of your stocks, well, then you feel the temptation to pull money out of stocks and divert them to safe accounts. It's just a natural feeling. And we saw that this week. And what ended up happening was the fixed income market, some of them started to freeze up. And that means, in other words, there wasn't liquidity. And that's why the Fed stepped in the way they did on Friday to provide that liquidity on things that shouldn't have had that happen. We've seen this before. And realize this, fear of the markets can be your own worst enemy. And if you stay invested during a downturn properly, again, properly, it's not only acceptable, it's crucial for your future. So let's look at some past gains and declines just to talk about volatility and see where this goes. Because you can look at history. History does a lot. Tells you a lot. Remember 1991? What was that? Remember Iraq invading and we went to war shortly thereafter? Get this, in 1990, you remember that, market was down almost 20%. And by the end of 1991, it was up 40% at the high. Now I'm talking about just lows and highs, not where they finished, just lows and highs. That was in a 2-year period of time. If you take a look at 2001, for instance, just that year alone, market was down again during the year, not where it finished. It was down 30%, and it was as high as 20%, but it finished the year down. That's a pretty decent swing, isn't it? Kind of where we are now, maybe. We haven't seen the up yet, really. We had some beginning up in January, as you recall. But that's 2001. You know what the most volatile year was, at least since 1990? You got it, 2009. Get this. The down was over 20%, and the high was almost 80%. Again, not where it finished, but that's where the volatility was in terms of bands throughout that year. Worst year since 1990, of course, was 2008, where we had over 40% declines at the height of it all, not where it finished. And so one thing I have to tell you today is it's not about the volatility you're experiencing, even though it's painful. It's about the market's response to a crisis like we're going through right now. And if you are diversified, if you have a portfolio of stocks, and depending on the types of stocks and depending on the types of bonds, then listen to these statistics. A 60-40 blend after 1 year as a response to a crisis. Let's look at October 1987. The last couple of weeks have been compared to that because of the move. This has been, I want to say this, this has been the quickest move on the downside that we have ever seen. The speed and veracity of this is the quickest. You're not alone. It's not that you're not aware of it. It's happening. And right now with the measures we're taking with in our homes, it's tough. It's a different world, right? It's a different life. But think about back to the Depression. Think about what those people went through. This is easy compared to that. It just is. So listen to this. Balanced strategy, 60-40 stocks, cumulative return. October 1987, after 1 year, up 19%. After 3 years, up 33%. After 5 years, up 76%. Wow. How about September 2001, after the terrorist attack? After 1 year, down 1%. 3 years, up 40%. After 5 years, up 81%. September 2008, financial crisis, not what we're going through right now. After 1 year, up 4%. After 3 years, up 12%. After 5 years, up 47%. So, What is the lesson you should take from this? The lesson you should take from this is there is a future, is the returns will get positive at some point. Sure. Is there more pain to endure? Absolutely. I'm going to tell you that today. There is more pain to endure, and you can do your part to help slow the pace. So do what they're telling you to do, but also check yourself mentally, will you please, about your portfolio? And if you don't know what you can do to preserve your income, to make sure that this is not affecting your daily life, then you got to pick up the phone and you have to call us right now. Here's the number, 866-PROTECT. You can call right now. We are working. We're not here all together. We're out of our homes. But when you call, you're going to be talking to someone who works with me in their home with their family right now. And they want to talk to you. They want to talk to you about what's important to you, what you're thinking about right now, and how we can help you. 866-PROTECT. 866-PROTECT. All right. Now, listen, when we come back, I've got a story about Ralph that I want to share with you. This story is true. And this story happened to somebody in the past, and it's going to happen potentially again to people who are making these decisions that are tough. So you don't want to miss this. When we come back, we're going to talk about Ralph and what happened in our They Say segment, which I know you love the They Say segment, where we're going to discuss how even though they say that the market averages 10% over the long term, you've heard this, you can still run out of money during an average retirement. And you may be surprised what happens to Ralph, but you don't want to make his mistake. So listen to what we're going to talk about. When we come back, it'll be right there for you. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with the Sandman. We will be right back.
No, we don't have magic sand to throw in your face when you're sleeping, but we're working on it. We do have proven strategies, well-educated financial advisors, and fiduciaries on staff. And of course, the guy who's looking for the magic sand. But hey, if you're here to listen, then listen up. Protect Your Assets with David Hollander is back. Here's the Sandman.
Hey, welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you are listening to Protect Your Assets. And boy, this was a tough week. And when we talk about pyevents.com, we're going to be doing something very new this Thursday. We're going to be doing a webinar. It's going to be a live webinar Thursday. So go to our website. You'll see it there. PY Events. We'll be posting it a little later. We haven't picked the date. I mean, the time yet, but it's going to be Thursday afternoon. You can register at our website. We're going to put that up there. Not yet, but write it down now. I know you have nothing to do during the week, really. So pyevents.com. And it'll be up there. We're going to do it this Thursday. And it'll be a webinar, so you can call in. You can call in and listen, but you can also watch us. And then you can ask questions, and we'll answer those questions. And we're going to do that all via the web, again, this coming Thursday. And we're going to do more of those. So be on the lookout for that on our website. Again, pyevents.com. Now, another thing we recently did is if you're a do-it-yourself investor or you just want to get started investing or you want to maybe check your portfolio and see if you're allocated properly, go to my website, libertygroupllc.com. Again, libertygroupllc.com. You'll see at the top left, it says EZ Retirement. And you can click on that and you can actually open an account. And you can go through this little standard test and you can set up a dollar cost averaging strategy. You can do it all right there. These are models that I've picked, and you can do it yourself with our help. So there you are. Now, I know this past week has been probably the toughest week we've seen since 2008. It's just the reality of the numbers, and a lot of people are feeling numb right now. So I thought it made perfect sense today to share with you a story about Ralph. And Ralph is just a normal guy, and he had a tough go, very much like we started to see this week. And Ralph was a do-it-yourselfer, literally did it all by himself, and he had to learn a hard lesson. Because when you invest for retirement, that's totally different than the way you invest as you're working and building for your retirement. It's kind of like, do you ever do surgery on yourself in the mirror? It's tough, isn't it? And that's kind of what this is like. It's like the reverse of what you normally know or feel And that's what you went through this week when you started to see all this stuff on the TV because you were home. And you see these numbers and you start getting concerned. You start getting in your head. You start getting emotional about this because you want a quick feeling. You want to make yourself feel better. It's natural. But it's not the right thing to do. So let's start out with Ralph B. His last initial is B. I'm going to call him the luckless retiree. Ralph managed to roll up about $1 million in his 401k. And he read a lot about retirement. And he was impressive. He had great knowledge about retirement. And he used a lot of retirement calculators on the internet to help him figure this out. And using the advice that he was able to obtain on the internet, he decided he could start retirement with a 5% annualized withdrawal coming out of that $1 million. So he put $1 million into a fund that tracks the S&P 500 stock index. Ralph left work at the end of March 2000. Isn't that wild, the timing on this? March of 2000. And he withdrew $4,167 a month for all of his living expenses from this portfolio. That's 5%. Do the math. 1 million, 5% is 50,000. Monthly, that's 4167. That's how I came up with that, all right? So that's where he got the number. By the end of March 2014, the S&P 500 had gained 63%, including reinvested dividends. But Ralph's account, that stood at $336,708. He declined 66%. What? How did that happen? And this is where I want you to listen, because this is what could happen to you right now if you make some bad mistakes. First, Ralph withdrew about $700,000. Nevertheless, large company stocks, which are what are in the S&P 500, you're right. Historically, they've gained about 10% a year since 1925. And that's what they say. They say that you can make about 10% per year in the S&P 500 if you stay in there. But when you get ready to retire, that's when things change. That's when what they say is wrong. Because as you start to sell your stocks to live off of them, the worse happens. So what happened here was Ralph had two problems. The first was that the long term can be very long indeed. And that the long term punctuated by periods like 2000, 2009, which he experienced, which again was equivalent to a financial gallstone. The S&P 500 had gained an average of 3.56 a year since March of 2000. That was well below the average of, say, 10%. And in fact, had Ralph enjoyed steady 3.56% gains every year, he'd be in a much better shape. He'd be sitting on about $743,000 today. Which brings us to Ralph's second problem. This is where they say is wrong. When you start to withdraw money for retirement, your world literally turns upside down. And most people are used to putting money into the stock market at regular intervals. We call that dollar cost averaging. It is a smart, tested way to invest on your way up. Because what are you doing? Well, as shares are going up and down, sometimes you buy more, sometimes you buy less. But over time, if you're not taking money out, that money tends to grow and compounds. But Ralph, as you probably noticed, started taking money out of his account just as the second worst bear market since the Great Depression began. Taking money out of your account is the reverse of dollar cost averaging and has the same effect as bleeding a patient with anemia. Each time you sell, you have to sell more shares to get the same dollar amount. And because you're selling in a down market, your account falls more than the market does because of your withdrawals. And to make matters worse, withdrawals also reduce your account gains when the market rallies, which as we've seen on a day like Tuesday last week, up 6% in a day, you miss that. So these are two things that Ralph did that you don't want to do. And that brings me to what you should be thinking about right now. you should be thinking about right now, how do you do this so what happened to Ralph doesn't happen to you? And today I'm trying to give you some ideas to think about as you're looking at your retirement that can help you not make the mistakes of Ralph, because you don't want to do that. You don't want to end up in a situation where your account is worth a lot less 5 to 10 years from now because of the way you handled this crisis right now. When we come back, I've got a couple ideas for you that can help get you through this. When we come back, you're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. We will be right back. Welcome back. I am the Sandman. Listen to this. Every recession is followed by an expansion. The economy responds 78 years for every recession. And every bear is followed by a bull. It's happened every single time. Whew. Okay, these are exciting times. I know it. The market has been difficult. It's been a tough week, and we're just going into it. So you got to fight against the machine. And one way to do it is you can participate in a virtual workshop. This Thursday, we are going to do it at 3:30 and 6:30. A live virtual workshop where you can participate. If you want to sign up for that right now, pyaevents.com. Again, pyaevents.com. You can do it right out of your house. Participate in a group with us. Ask questions. And find out some really interesting information. So this is all going to happen this Thursday. Again, pyaevents.com. I want to wish some happy birthdays out there. Terry Coleman, Susan Wong, Bob Belew, Susan DiStasso, Bob Olson, and Jackie Lou. Happy birthday to all of you, and I hope you guys have a great birthday week. So I know right now it's paralyzing. These are the tough times. These are the times where you need to stay strong, and these are the times where you need to make some smart decisions. Like what? Well, if you're not sure how to invest your portfolio right now, go to libertygroupllc.com and click on the Easy Retire at the top left. You can do it yourself right there. If you need some help, you can certainly listen to this. First thing you can do right now is rebalance at the right time. Now, is this the best time to be buying stocks? It could be. Could we have some more pain in the future here? I think so. And maybe that'll be the time to buy. But that's the point. No one really knows when or how the bottom happens. Remember back to March of 09. That was the turn, but we never knew it. I remember the day I was sitting there and all of a sudden it happened. Just started going. So remember, you don't want to miss that time. And so it's impossible to time it. No one can do it. So maybe now's the time you rebalance. What'll that do? That'll force your bonds, which have hopefully held up if you had the right types of bonds. They've held up better than stocks. And what that'll do is it'll have those overweighted bonds in your portfolio lighten up a little bit and buy more stock. That's called rebalancing. And that may make a lot of sense for you to do right now. The next thing you may want to do is you may want to do a Roth conversion right now. I know it sounds tough. Maybe you're going to be selling off some of your IRA and you're going to be moving that over to a Roth right now. You will pay income tax on that distribution. But those stocks are down now, and so most likely. And so if you move those over to your Roth, because remember, there's no limit on the amount of a conversion you can do, no matter how much you make. I don't know if you know that, but you can. And that might make a lot of sense, because later when you start to sell those stocks to live off of them, maybe 10 years from now, remember, your retirement could last 20 or 30 years. Think about that. This is going to be an event that you will remember it, but it's not going to really matter when you stretch it out over those periods of time. The history has shown that. But what you don't want to do is you don't want to be in a position right now where you're relying on selling off those things to live off of. That's what Ralph did. If you missed it, go back and listen to pyaradio.com and see what Ralph did and why you don't want to do that. You should be living off of your cash right now, your emergency fund, And if you've built your portfolio right, there are investments in there right now which can sustain you a year, 2 or 3 years, and it won't even affect your overall situation. That's the way you build buckets of retirement portfolios. You have different buckets that do different things. They have different purposes associated with them. And that's what you need to do. If you haven't done that, then you need to talk to a member of our team as soon as possible to figure out how you build your own buckets. Because let's face it, it's raining right now. Figuratively, things are coming down right now. And you want to have the buckets to catch the water. So when things dry up, you can go to your buckets and you can drink from it. This is called sustenance. It's called sustaining yourself. This is not new. Our parents and our grandparents went through the Depression. And you want to talk about tough times? Talk to some of them if you haven't. We are at war right now. But it's a short-term war, and we can win it if we all listen and do what people are telling us to do, which is stay inside, stay with your family, keep people safe. I know we are social people. We want to communicate and talk to people, but you're spreading possibly an illness that you may not know you have. So do it virtually. Do it virtually and communicate over the internet through technology. This is what's amazing about this time right now. Technology has changed the way we live, and for the better, because right now we can still communicate with each other, which before we couldn't. So you can take that time right now to do that. And last, I want you to just sit back and relax and not worry about your retirement if you feel confident that you've built a good one. If you don't know if you've built a good one, then you need to figure out if you can, if there's things you can do right now to change that. And that's when you need help, and that's where you need to talk to somebody. And right now, these last 2 weeks have been crazy fast. In fact, they're the fastest ever. And there's no one who could, you know, see these things coming like this. Just the way it is. So use statistics, use math, use history to your advantage right now. And if you have questions, which I know a lot of people do, then you need to go check out our webinar this Thursday. It's going to be the first time we're doing it. It's going to be great. We're going to have questions. We're going to be answering people's biggest fears. And you can register right now at pyaevents.com. You can watch it in the comfort of your own home. You can ask questions. We're going to be giving out some really good material that you've probably never seen before. And this will be things that can help you make decisions, and this will be free. There's no cost for this, but you have to register now, pyaevents.com. If you have friends out there who are needing help, tell them about this. Spread the word, pyaevents.com, virtual webinar. We're doing it this Thursday, 2 times, because I know some people are working at home, 3:30. And if you can't make the 3:30, come to the 6:30. But we'll be doing 2 times, and right now they're wide open, so register, pyaevents.com, to participate in your own virtual webinar. Now, I want you to do a couple things right now. First, I want you to sit back. Hopefully you've enjoyed the show today. I've really had quite a week, and I enjoyed putting this together for you, and I collected a lot of data, as you know. And so if you missed anything, go to pyaradio.com and listen to the market commentary and listen to the show again. And then share it with a friend. Want to give a big thanks to my crew for putting together this show on a Saturday when we are all sheltered in place. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, all my fabulous producers back at their homes right now supporting this effort, Felicia, Claire, Fish in the studio there. Fish, thanks, buddy. Thanks for doing what you do. Great job. Because of my team, I am just another pretty voice on the radio. And Phil, thank you. Anyways, you guys stay safe out there. Find a new hobby. We are in isolation together, but we are enjoying this the best we can because that's all we can do right now. And remember, I am David Hollander, the Sandman. You do the best you can. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your time right now. And you make this the best time of your life. And I will see you again next week. But go to the virtual webinar, pyaevents.com. Talk to you later.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.